Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach for tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is, do repeat yourself. Before we get to that, let me remind you that my London Leadership Leap is still open for registration. 30 days of coaching with me, starting with a two-day kickoff in London with a bunch of your peers. We have a few seats left, so if you're interested, the link is in the show notes, and if you have any questions or you're thinking about it, do reach out to me. My email is in the show notes as well, and I'm really, really excited to see more and more of my listeners there. That aside, let's talk about do repeat yourself. If you come from an engineering background, I'm guessing you've heard about DRY. Don't repeat yourself. This is a very common piece of knowledge we have in programming. Right? In fact, for years, I used to come and teach a session about DRY at my IDF unit's new enlisted course. And I would give them so many examples about don't repeat yourself, about using DRY, because I care deeply about writing the right sort of code. However, once we move on from code to working with human beings, everything changes. You no longer can rely on the fact that we said it, they heard it, this is now committed to the general knowledge. No. You have to embrace the fact that you have to start repeating things over and over again. And I see tech executives that feel like this doesn't make a lot of sense because we tend to look at our teams as if they were these perfectly rational people. You tell them something, and that's the way to do it. And maybe we do that, for example, with coding conventions. But when it comes to things that are more in the wetware department, where we're talking about soft skills, it is a lot harder to make a change stick. For example, I recently was taking part in a meeting where I saw a couple of people who have been sitting with the same group or half a dozen times recently. And still those two people understood something completely different about what they were preparing for. And we were all in the same room. We were all talking. We were all listening. There was nothing going on that they didn't attend. These are all senior people. This is part of a long-term thing. We wrote documents about it. And still two people were not aligned and did something that was completely different from what we had expected and explicitly talked about prior. Now, this is not a surprise if you've been around like I have. This is exactly what I would expect, actually, and that's partially why we're talking so much. I am repeating myself a lot. I'm expecting people to miss things because we are not compilers, so even if they heard the message once or twice, they might have understood it differently. So we have to actually work hard at it. We have to repeat messages several times. We have to give different examples so people actually understand in context what we mean. We have to remind them because sometimes memory seems to fail us, that sort of stuff. And part of my very geeky nature, I remember that when I was in the army, we had this, we called the library. It was just a closet, two-door closet with all sorts of weird books. And I pretty religiously just read through each and every one of them. I just assumed that if someone decided these were important enough to purchase and put in there, they probably were worth reading. And I came across one very weird book. I don't even remember its title. But part of it was about error correction codes and communication, you know, RF communication via satellites, via antennas, whatever. And that concept was striking to me because I listened to it. I'm like, yeah, we can actually provide more details because we assume that some bits are going to get destroyed along the way. And this is exactly the same. We're going to repeat ourselves. We're going to use some redundant information, redundant examples, because we want to have error correction codes, because we want to ensure that people actually get the message. And you know what? If I could, I would actually hold all my meetings with some sort of a checksum at the end so that I can ensure that the other party understood exactly what I'm talking about. But until we get checksums that we can use in our day-to-day, accept the fact that you're gonna have to repeat your message at different levels in the organization to the same people several times with different examples at different timings, at different levels of details, because we have to ensure that people understand the message. If it's important enough as a change initiative to go through, it's important enough to do it properly. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes, and I love hearing from my listeners. And again, I'm reminding you about the London Leadership Leap. Link in the show notes. And here I am, by the way, repeating myself about something worth repeating. So do check it out. Thank you. Talk soon.